Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Hope you're having a great Women's History Month. Hope you're celebrating with your girls. Hope you're doing something for yourself. Hope you are acknowledging other women in the best way that you know how. Hope you are listening to more episodes of the Go Girl Podcast. Whoop whoop, you know, we're all about women empowerment over here. Or you can even grab the Go Girl Guidebook. We are supporting women businesses this month. So go ahead and go to Amazon. You can purchase your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love, full of 10 chapters with a different guide to help you through your life's journey. By the way, in today's episode, we're going to move on to chapter 3 of the Go Girl Guidebook. If you're new to this, I am highlighting one chapter a month this year, up until October, November-ish. And I'm going to highlight a chapter and share a few bullet points from that chapter to help guide you for the month, guide you for your life. And so that also you can grab the book and focus on all the other bullet points in that chapter, okay? So today comes from chapter 3, A Guide to a Healthy Mindset, which I think is so important for women, especially because a lot of us tend to overthink things, right? A lot of us have had our voice taken from us in different ways, such as at work, maybe, you know, with working in male-dominated industries or just working under different managers and your voice is not being heard. Or maybe it's you're not where you want to be in life. So you might have an unhealthy mindset about where you thought you'd be and comparing it to where you are now. You might have an unhealthy mindset when it comes to relationships. You've been in a horrible relationship maybe in the past, and so now you're thinking every other partner is going to be that way in the future. So we just got to get that mindset right, okay? And make sure we're focusing on what could be, all the good things that could be instead of what could go wrong. Think about what could go right, right? So I wanted to focus on this chapter. It's the third chapter, you know, it's March. So focusing on the third chapter, and also I think it's perfect for Women's History Month to let us know that our voices do matter. You do matter, girl. You do matter, and you are enough. And I want you to focus on the things that you can control, such as your mindset. We have the power over that. And the more we practice saying great things and reframing our thinking, the better we'll become. All right. It all starts in our mind. Whatever we're thinking is how we'll show up in the world, how we'll behave, and how we will execute our thoughts through our behaviors. Our thoughts turn into emotions, turn into behavior. So it's important to challenge any thought that might not be beneficial to us. Challenge it, because it will start impacting our emotions and our feelings about ourselves, which would then impact our behaviors. All starts in your mind, all right? So chapter 3, Guide to a Healthy Mindset. It starts with the affirmation that I am present. You know, I love talking about being present. I am present. We're living in a time where a lot of people are committed to taking care of their mental health. Definitely, definitely. We've talked about mental health and self-care over the past few years, especially since the pandemic. So this is the prime time to take care of yourself, especially when you have so much support around you. We're all taking care of our mental health, right? So we're also living in a time where more people are suffering from anxiety and from depression, and we are unlearning things. We are healing from things, and we are trying to live a better life. This is why mindset is so important. I also think anxiety and depression is because we are so aware of like what almost anyone and everyone is doing. We are able to look at what high school friends are doing, and people might compare it to what they're doing in their lives right now, right? Like, we didn't have this much access to people years ago. Social media has made it to where we are so involved and intertwined into each other's lives, into each other's businesses. We know about families, about marriages, about breakups, so much because of social media. And that could cause a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. If you need to, be sure to take a break from social media at times. If you're starting to feel that feeling, like I feel it sometimes, I start feeling anxious or overwhelmed, then I just take a break from it. My break might be a little too long because I'm trying to be more consistent on social. However, there will be times where I might take off for a week or two. So just find that break that comes naturally for you, but do take that break so that it doesn't cause any anxiety or depression. You're not always looking at what other people are doing and then thinking about how you could be doing things better based on what someone else is doing just because they're showing like the best parts of their lives, right? So take that break. That is not point one in here, although that is a point in this chapter, but I do want to get into three bullet points for today, okay? So maybe we'll just call that a bonus point to take a break from social media, but I have three other things that I want to focus on, all right? Three other bullet points in this chapter. One of them says, stop comparing yourself to others. And I think especially for Women's History Month, people are posting their acknowledgments, their accomplishments as a woman, things they've done. They're sharing it and people might feel away, right? Again, stop looking at social media and just stop comparing yourself to others. In the book I wrote, you should only be in competition with yourself. Are you greater than you were yesterday? I'll share a story about that. One day last week, I had a really rough day. I was overthinking where I am in life and not really happy with where I was as far as my career goes. And I was not being present. I wasn't thinking about where I am now. I was thinking about where I wish I could be, right? So the next day, I woke up much better. You know, I had to talk to my fiance and I felt greater the next day than I did the day before, right? I was able to shift my mindset from the thoughts that I was having the day before. So that's what I want to recommend to you too. Just focus on day by day. How are you showing up each day for yourself? How are you showing up in a better way today than you were yesterday? And if you're going to compare yourself to anyone, just compare yourself now to yourself before. And if you listen to the Go Girl podcast, then I'm sure you have become a much better person. We talk about boundaries over here, acceptance, self-love over here, accountability. So if you've been listening to the podcast, I'm sure that you have been showing up better for yourself. We will have tough days, right? But it doesn't take away from your overall being and who you are. I also wrote in this chapter under this bullet point of stop comparing yourself to others. I asked, do you have a better mindset than you had last year? Exactly. I am so in this journey of, this is not going to sound good. I was going to say, I'm so in this journey of not caring. I'm really got to a point where I really just don't care what people think, what people say. Like, I don't care. And I love that for myself, especially as someone who thought about what someone said about me very often. Right now, I'm just like, I don't care. It might not be good for other people, but it's good for me. So that's how I feel like I'm having a better mindset than I had last year, because now I'm not so in tune with what other people are thinking or saying about me. It's more about what am I thinking and saying about myself. So I also wrote under this bullet point that those are the things that matter. When you compete with others, you slow down your own process, your own progress. You become enamored with what they have and what you don't have. Know this, that you're not better than anyone and no one is better than you. That's actually a quote from my dad. My dad told me that before. You're not better than anyone and no one is better than you, period. The journal question I have listed is, are you where you want to be mentally? If not, how can you compete with who you were yesterday and what can you do better? I literally just had this talk with someone yesterday. We took a walk to go get coffee, and she was telling me how she's trying to change her mind from being negative to more positive. And I recommended a book, which I'm sure I've shared so many times on this podcast, called Power Thoughts by Joyce Meyer. It's a book that definitely changed my life from thinking negatively so much to thinking more positively, to knowing that everything is temporary, the good and the bad, so that I'm always learning to be content. Most people say, oh, you're always so calm, cool, collected. No, I've learned to be content in any situation. Again, I have my days where I'm like more annoyed of my life journey than I am on other days. But on most days, I am pretty chill. I'm pretty calm, content, relaxed. I'm good. Because I even know now I might not be super satisfied with every single thing in my life, but I know it's temporary. So overall, with that bullet point, stop comparing yourself to others. Stop comparing yourself to others. And what's funny is the person you're comparing yourself to, they might be comparing themselves to other people. So then it's like, just be who you are authentically, because we don't know their struggles. We don't know what they're going through. So only compare yourself to who you were yesterday, to maybe who you were last year. That's why having new intentions for a year is great, because it's like, okay, I wanted to be disciplined last year. Maybe I wasn't as disciplined, but how can I be more disciplined this year, right? Working on your goals for yourself, comparing yourself to your own self. The next bullet point that we're going to talk about is don't take things personally. Stop giving your power away. When someone says something about you, usually that's a reflection of them. Brush it off and keep it moving. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't listen to their projections. And it's best to communicate. Get clarification if someone says something that was offensive so you can get a better understanding. Wow, there was so much in that paragraph. And I felt like I could have went deeper with each line. You know, this book, I wrote it about 5 years ago, and I'm still learning and growing. Just me reading that, I'm like, oh, I could have went a little deeper with that, you know? So we'll go deeper on the podcast. Like, stop giving your power away when someone is saying something to you. If you take it personally, that's you giving the power away. If you just are not threatened by what they're saying, or you're not taking it personally, and it doesn't matter, you're in your I don't care era like I am, then you'll just brush stuff off, or you'll realize, oh, that's just a projection. That's something that they really think of themselves that has nothing to do with me. Or that's them dealing with some of their childhood trauma, their internal turmoil. That has nothing to do with me. That's something that they're dealing with from maybe someone is talking to them crazy, and now they don't have an outlet. They're not talking back to that person and letting them know how they feel. Instead, they want to take their anger and aggression out towards me. That has nothing to do with me, right? So don't take things personally. Just know that people are having their own journey in life. People are doing the best that they can. And sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we get it wrong. So don't jump to conclusions. If you have a question about something, just communicate. Like, hey, what did you mean by that? Or, hey, why do you ask? Or what made you say that? Or I don't understand. Can you let me know what you really mean? Just get some clarity. And clarity helps too, because it makes you understand where they're coming from. It makes you, again, not jump to those conclusions. If we just sit in our own thoughts and have our own assumptions and conclusions, it could be miscommunication, misunderstanding, and now you're feeling away and they're trying to figure out why are you being distant or whatever it is. But it's like, just be clear and upfront so that you're not taking things personally, because then it could eat away at you. You can start overthinking what they said, and it could just make things worse when they don't have to be. So again, get clarification if someone says something that was offensive to you so you can get a better understanding. That's also a way where you can build connection. Because otherwise, if you take things personally all the time from people, then you can seem guarded, or it'll be tough for people to be honest with you. It'll be tough for people to just have a conversation because you're taking things personally all the time. So just have more communication so you can have a better connection, all right? And the last point that I'm going to touch on in this chapter is to challenge bad moments. This is what I wrote in the book. It says, bad moments are a part of life. It's how you pull yourself out of those moments that matter. If your day starts off shaky, such as you're running late, you forgot your lunch, or spilled something on yourself before work, understand that those are bad moments, but it doesn't have to ruin your whole day. In the midst of it all, say, today will get better. Or sometimes you honestly just have a bad day. Then you can say, tomorrow will be a better day. I have a journal prompt that says, describe a time you had a bad day. And then I asked, what did you do to make it better? If you don't have an answer, challenge yourself. How can you turn a bad day around next time? And I thought it was important to touch on this point because, again, we take things personally sometimes, right? So if you have a bad moment, something bad. You stump your toe in the beginning of the day and you wake up tired, just it could just have a ripple effect on your whole day. But if you learn to take control of it and say, no, 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 I'm just having a bad moment. Everything's going to get better today. Or if today was just really rough, okay, it'll be better tomorrow. Like last week with me, it got better the next day. Just know that it doesn't mean that you have a bad life. It doesn't mean that your life sucks. It doesn't mean that life is not worth living. It is just a bad moment. If you continuously have bad moments, like every single day something bad happens, then that might be worth you buying a Go Girl guidebook, A Woman's Interactive Guide to Self-Love, and really diving deep into this whole chapter about mindset, because every day is not a bad moment. It's a lot of times our perspective is on the way we look at things. We say, oh, damn, I stumped my toe, but damn, I didn't break my foot though. You know, like I didn't break my foot. So it's about like challenging that moment and making it just about that second and your immediate reaction rather than looking at the whole day or your whole life or every single day as bad days or rough days. I honestly do think it's perspective, and that's where therapy helped me a lot, because I was able to change my perspective on a lot of things. And when you change your perspective, it does help you lighten the load in your mind. Because if we're always overthinking situations or we have a bad moment and we turn it into our whole bad day, it could just feel so dark and heavy to carry all the time. But if you realize like, okay, damn, I caught the red light and I'm late. And instead you think, damn, I caught the red light, but I still made it. I'm 5 minutes late. Maybe that red light saved me from an accident or something. You know what I mean? Just like changing your perspective on things can help you so much to not think of every single tough, challenging moment as a bad moment. It could just be the way you're looking at it, you know, or just changing it to, wow, that could have been worse. I'm glad it isn't. I'm going to continue on to have a good day. But I just want you to not settle on so much of what's happening to you or taking things personally or thinking or comparing yourself to others and thinking, oh, they have it better than you do. No, it's probably all based on your mindset and the way you're looking at things. That's why this chapter is so important about a healthy mindset. And I challenge you to, yes, definitely purchase the book. You could take a picture with it, post it on social media, tag me at I Am Ashley Caprice or at Go Girl Movement. I'm on Instagram and TikTok, so I could repost it because this chapter is very important. But along with this book, it has the journal prompts that help you dig deeper onto why you're thinking certain thoughts. And even beyond that, again, I'd encourage you to go to therapy. I'd encourage you to journal even more of your thoughts, the thoughts that are coming to you and how you can change that thought into a more positive thought, right? I'd challenge you to maybe surround yourself with people who are more positive so you can hear how they're speaking to themselves and that positive self-talk that they have that might rub off on you, all right? And have like healthier conversations. If you are having conversations with people and it's always draining and always brings you down, maybe don't have that many conversations with them too often. You can still talk to them, but not as often if you notice that it drains your mood, it makes you feel different, and it changes your mind about them or just your mindset about life because they're looking at things from a negative point of view all the time. And you're like, wait, I don't want to think that way. This is now I'm starting to be impacted and I'm starting to look at things in a different way that I normally wouldn't look at it, right? Just really pay attention to everything in your life, the people, the job, your friends, the activities. Again, this chapter is so good because I even go into whatever you consume consumes you. Sometimes it's the music, it's the entertainment, it's the foods that you're eating. Like all of these things will impact your mindset, all right? And we don't have time for that. It's all about upward mobility from here. We're about being better, about improving ourselves, living better, healthier lives, okay? I see that for you. I see that for you, and I want that for you. And that's why I want you to get this healthy mindset. Again, you can purchase your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, A Woman's Interactive Guide to Self-Love on Amazon, full of 10 amazing chapters, which we'll get through this year. And they also have an affirmation with each one. Today's is I am present. And I hope you're present as you move on through the next week, okay? I want you to really feel good about your life, but it all starts with the quality of your thoughts. All right, girls, let me know if this episode helped you. I would love to hear from you. Please leave a rating and review on Apple or Spotify. I would love to talk to you. You can also reach out to me on my website, gogirlmovement.org, or on social media at I Am Ashley Caprice or Go Girl Movement. Hope you're having a great Women's History Month. I'm hanging out with one of my girls this weekend so we can celebrate and, you know, celebrate all things. Again, I hope you have a great Women's History Month. Make sure you do something for yourself or for another woman, all right? They will appreciate it. All right, girls, go out there. Be great. Remember, you are enough. Don't take things personally. Don't compare yourself to others. And realize that sometimes it's just a bad moment. That's it. All right? Have an amazing week. Go, girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go Girl!